Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
If you're somebody who needs to use social media to move product, to build a team, to grow your business, you've got to use stories. It just doesn't happen in your feed posts. It's all about stories. But so many people have no idea what to post to stories, or they just run out of ideas, or they feel like there's just nothing interesting going on. So why should I post the stories? I get it. And sometimes you just need some inspo. So I'm going to give you some for free. I'm going to give you 50 story ideas. These are simple things you can use right now on your Instagram stories or even on your TikTok stories. You don't always have to go on camera. These are things that you can post to your stories that keep people engaged, that serve your audience, that build your audience, and you can grab them right now for free. Just go to instaclubhub.com/story. Again, that's instaclubhub.com/story. And as always, that link is also in our show notes. Hey there, welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. This is a Quick Tip Tuesday. This is a concept I'm sure you've heard it discussed in your life. If you're a Christian, you're familiar with the biblical references, or maybe you've heard your pastor talking about it at a service. But it's one of those things we don't talk about a lot in business. Like, you know, we will say our busy season, or we'll say it's Christmas season. But I think there's more nuances to the way in which we experience seasons as business owners, as entrepreneurs. Understanding what season you're in, understanding that the season will pass, understanding that seasons are normal is going to make you feel better about, I think it's going to give you some perspective on like why sometimes things feel a lot harder than they are. And if nothing else, I hope that it really makes you realize, okay, you're normal, this is normal, and what to do about it. Because when you know what season you're in, well, let's get the show started. And then we'll talk about seasons. Regardless of the stage that you're at in terms of building your business, your business is a thing. It's, I don't want to say it's like a living entity, but it is organic and it grows and it shrinks. And like all living things, there's a cycle of life to your business. So any entrepreneur, any business owner who recognizes that there are seasons is going to do a better job of, number one, planning for the next season, enduring the season that you're in, and also setting realistic expectations for the season that you're in. And all of those things help to enhance how much joy you get out of the growth and development of your business, and really how much joy and peace and just, I don't know if tranquility is the right word, but it's important that when you're building a business, you realize it's a lot like raising a child. Now, if you are someone who doesn't have children, let me just tell you, as someone who has children, who's raised children, and who's also built businesses and then sold them. And I've talked about that here on the show, and I've had a couple guests talk about what that feels like to sell a business. And I personally have never had the experience of fostering a child or losing a child or making a painful decision to give a child up for adoption. So please ignore this crude, overly exaggerated example, because again, I mean, I've never experienced that, but I have raised two children and then sent them off to college, like when they leave. And that wasn't nearly, gosh, I hope they don't take offense to this, but that was not nearly as painful as it was to sell a business, because I hadn't lost them entirely. You know what I mean? Like, they were still in my life. It was just very different. It was changing. But the sale of one of our businesses in particular felt like I lost a limb. And I think the reason why is because I had been through so many seasons with that business. In many ways, it is very much like raising a child, especially if it's a business that is all-encompassing and goes through a lot of iterations, a lot of tough times, you know, maybe losing money, making money, transitions, acquisitions, employee turnover, developing new products, and growing into the brand that you always hoped your business would be. Like, it really does feel like raising a child. And it's important that you recognize what season of your business you're in. Now, here's what's kind of tricky, and I tried to do a lot of research for this episode before recording it. And frankly, it's all pretty lame because everyone talks about these four seasons of a business and they refer to them as, you know, spring, summer, winter, fall. Well, there's so many other seasons. Like there's so many other seasons. It just seemed dismissive to say that there's four. So the first thing I want to just point out is the obvious, and that is whatever season you are in your life is going to have an impact on the season that you're in your business. And this is just my personal big sister opinion I want to give you right now. Your life season should really be more important than your business season. In fact, you should honor your life season and use that as a guide to know what you're supposed to be doing and what kind of bandwidth you have in your business. Now, listen, there's plenty of people who are far more focused on their business and the seasons of their business, and that is more of a priority than taking care of like maybe themselves or what's going on in their own lives. And if someone doesn't have children or isn't married, I think that's your decision. Like, that's totally up to you. I don't love when people put their business ahead of their own personal interests and their own personal happiness, but for some people, that brings them happiness. So like, who am I to judge? But from my own personal perspective, I can tell you, sometimes your personal seasons and your business seasons feel like they're in two totally different hemispheres. It can feel like from a business standpoint, you are able to like kick back a little bit and just let business do its thing. You know, you're in the harvest, if you will. Like maybe you've spent a lot of time figuring out the brand and figuring out what works and getting the messaging right. And you've poured money into it and hundreds, maybe thousands of hours developing this business that can almost run, not completely set it and forget it, but you've got a great team and things are running very smoothly. So you can kind of chill. And at the same time, you might be going through something in your personal life, like a personal season that's really challenging, really trying. And you're just like thanking God that things, at least in this one area, in terms of business, are running pretty smoothly. And so even though these two seasons feel like they're opposite, they actually are pretty well aligned. Like that's a nice place to be when by default, you have to give so much time, energy, devotion, resources, you name it, to something that you're going through personally. Well, it's awfully nice that you went through probably a very challenging period with your business just prior to this happening. And if only we had the ability to make these two hemispheres work together, but sometimes they don't. Sometimes when it rains, it pours and you're going through like a really hard, difficult season in your personal life. And at the same time, your business is going through a really hard, difficult stage of growth, a stage where you need a lot of energy, you need a lot of time, you need a lot of resources, and you're looking at like what's going on in your personal life and you're like, how do I do both? And they both need this. Okay, so I can only give you my personal opinion. My personal opinion is you can't do both. We don't have the human capacity to do both and suffer in both areas or really suffer in terms of your mental health and your physical health. My personal opinion is you need to focus on the season that you're in your personal life and get to a place where things are more calm, where things are looking up, and they will. Every season comes to an end, and there's always a new season around the corner, and that's really important to remember. It's important for you to know that as an entrepreneur because these highs that we have, like when we have our biggest month ever, I know this to be true for myself, I just always believed that okay, the next month has to be bigger and the next month has to be bigger and we have to keep growing and grow and things have to just keep getting better. But that doesn't make sense. That's not how the cycle of life and the cycle of business life works. You're going to have months where, or seasons, maybe it's a couple of years, maybe it's a couple of months where things are really hard, where you feel like you've got to do some pruning. You've got to buckle down and look at what's going on and where's the money being spent and where are we lacking? What people do I need to bring into place? Where do I need to prune? Where do I need to weed? Where do I need to refine? Where do I need to narrow my focus? What things are working and we can make them better? Like sometimes there's seasons where you have to focus on all of that and that's a season. I'm not going to name that fall, spring, winter, summer. Like it's a season where you have to figure what the heck is going on, and you got to clean house. And it takes a lot of time, a lot of attention. It takes your focus, and you have to be passionate about doing that. I just want to remind you how important it is as an entrepreneur, as a solopreneur, to get to a couple of live events, really important events every year. And I know you're selective about that. I hope that you're selective about that because it's your time, it's your energy, it's a flight, it's a hotel, but it is so powerful to be in a room of like-minded people, especially when you have incredible experts who want to share with you not just what to do, but how to do it. We are holding our live Marketing Impact Academy live event on October 14th through the 16th. Our events are legendary. They're so fun. And I don't invite an expert onto my stage unless they come with an action plan so that the people in the audience don't leave feeling motivated, but also overwhelmed or confused by like, okay, so now what was I supposed to do now that I'm home and unpacking my suitcase? Like, what was I supposed to do? So every single speaker comes with an action plan. This year's expert lineup covers every area of social media. You're going to hear how you can learn to multi-purpose so much of your content, spend less time creating content and delivering it out to multiple channels all at once. This year, we're also going to help you understand how to manage all of this because social media and becoming an entrepreneur has become so much bigger. There's so much more work to be done. There's so many more opportunities. And I know that's part of your overwhelm. Like, there's so much to do, but I'm only one person and I can't afford to hire help. Yes, you can. And we're going to walk you through that process. We're going to tell you where to find people, how to find them, how to get them set up, like, so that everything that you're learning at this conference, you're also going to understand how to manage it, how to scale it, and how to make more but work less. It's a party. It's super fun. If this is your very first live event, that's even cooler. You're just going to love it. Listen, don't take my word for it. I want you to go check it out. I put a link right at the top of our show notes. So just scroll up on the art. You'll see a link, shalene.com/MIA Live 247, like 24/7, MIA Live 247, shalene.com/MIA Live 247. If you're a Marketing Impact Academy member and you want your special discount, be sure to check your emails. If you don't find an email, you can always reach out to us, operations@shalenejohnson.com. All right, let's do it. So if at the same time you're experiencing like this major, let's say, family trauma or a health scare, you can't put those things off. There's nothing you can do about that. And here's the deal. And this is something that I never see people referencing, but it's true. You actually have a little bit more control over business seasons than you do life seasons. During the kind of middle of COVID, we ended up moving my father-in-law into our home. My father-in-law has late stage Alzheimer's, and my husband and I elected to take care of him for about a 9-month period of time until such time that we could no longer care for him adequately. But during that season, everything else in terms of our business seasons went into a dormant stage. Now, we didn't close our doors. We didn't stop working, but we made a decision to do the least amount possible to preserve our own energy and our mental well-being because, like, that was our focus. That was the season that we were in, and that season was so heavy and so emotional that we didn't have the bandwidth to do some of the things that we knew we needed to do in our business. So we allowed it to kind of lay dormant, and to use some harvesting terminology, like, you know, we knew that there were some weeds. We knew that we needed to do some pruning. We knew that we needed to rake the grounds. We knew that we could create fertile soil, and we knew that we needed to make some changes. But we also made a decision not to do that at that time, and we gave ourselves permission. And that's what I want you to take away from this message today, is that you have to know what season you're in from a life standpoint so that you can be very realistic about the season that you need to be in for your business. If there's one comment that I regularly get, like a guilty comment, it's from listeners who say, I just don't have mojo for my business right now. And I feel really bad because it's doing well. Or sometimes you'll say, I need mojo for my business because I just have been neglecting it. And I know it's got a lot of potential, but I just don't have the mojo for that. And I hear you beating yourself up for that. Okay, so first of all, completely freaking normal. It will come back. That's the ebb and flow of seasons. And I'll just bet if you've lost mojo for your business, look at the season that you're in from a life standpoint or the season you've just come out of. Because if you just come out of a really heavy, heavy season, maybe you're like, I need to rest. I need to breathe. I need to recoup. I need to replenish. I need to take care of myself or my family or a friend. You can do everything, but you can't do everything all at once. And the people that you see who it looks like their business is always in this upward trajectory, a couple of things you need to know. Number one, they are probably hiding some pretty gnarly things that are happening in their personal life, because if all you're focused on is your business and you're just in a constant mode of growth and harvest, and you're never resting with your business, I promise you, it is going to have a major impact on that person's mental health and their relationships. These are the entrepreneurs who it eventually catches up with you. It catches up with your relationships. It catches up with the people who matter most. And I think what is most sad about that is oftentimes that entrepreneur is making all of these incredible sacrifices in the name of family, in the name of, like, I'm doing it for my loved ones, or I'm doing it for my legacy, not realizing that a successful business can't save a marriage. A successful business can't prevent a child from self-harm. A business with a constant upward trajectory can't take care of a loved one who has a terminal illness. And this point is really important. The seasons of your life, you will never repeat them again. They happen only once, and they all eventually end and you move into the next season. That's not true for businesses. You can recreate seasons, most seasons anyways. And no matter how dark and how hard a season might feel, it will end. And that's true for an amazing harvest season too. Like, your most profitable months or years, you know, eventually that season will change. That season will come to an end, and that season will change. It might be something different. It might be something better, and it might be something harder. But with business, we have the luxury of repeating seasons in a way that we do not for our personal life. So if this is something that struck a chord with you, I did an episode of The Chalene Show that came out on Monday. And I'm going to put a link right at the top of the show notes for you to click on that, listen to it. Because if you are in a personal season right now that feels super heavy, or maybe you're in like a really happy, light, freeing season of your life, and you've got some decisions that you need to make, and you're wondering like if this is the right time, I think that you're going to find this episode super helpful. I've got amazing feedback from it. And, you know, while we're talking about seasons, I mean, you tapped in to listen to this episode because you saw the title. So it's something you're thinking about. So I strongly encourage you to just click that link. It's right at the top of the show notes, and take a listen to that episode. In the meantime, thank you so much for being here. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Thanks for being here. We'll be right back.